ocean. It's up and running. Did you see? Did you hear? Did you know what's coming? A digi destiny starts today. Let me hear you say.
Hello everyone, and welcome to special episode 32 of Lost in Translation. I'm May, and this time, for the special episode, I'm joined by a special guest. It's my flatmate, Brady. Brady, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Brady, the flatmate.
The flatmate?
The flatmate.
The flatmate. So, do you have any history with Digimon?
Yeah. Cheese TV. I saw Cheese TV once when I was a kid, and there was some Digimon, and they got on a bus, and there was an orange one, and they had a good time. Everyone had a good time. And there were some black rings. There were some black evil rings.
That's in season 2, they have black rings. In the first season, they have the black ears.
The black ears and dark rings?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't a bus. It was a trolley car, a tram.
Trolley car. But yeah, same thing. Sure.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. What's your expectations for this movie?
Definitely hoping to see the orange one again. He seemed like a good character. Big fan. Okuman, I believe is his name. I am looking forward to seeing him again. And the walrus. Big fan.
The walrus. You mean Ikakumon?
That's it. That's his name. That's the guy.
The walrus. I like when I was, because when I moved in, I brought just a few of my Digimon things, and I bought the quote-unquote bus that comes with the plushies. And Brady picked up the Gatomon and said, I like this one. It turns into the walrus.
I know my stuff. It's fine.
Gotham wants a cat that turns into an angel.
Ah, of course, a cat and angel, right, of course. And the cactus turns into a banana. I don't know why.
Alright, so this is a special one, we'll be for the first time watching the movie as we record. So it's kind of like a commentary track. Now, we'll be watching one that's on YouTube because it's easy to access. I do have it on DVD, so that's slightly more legal. That's how that works, I'm sure. Mm-mm. You're just shaking your head now. We will count in as we press play. I will link the one that we've got in the description, but it may not always be up there. It's been there for 2 years, though. There was another one that included the Angela Anaconda intro bit, but this does not seem to have the Angela Anaconda intro bit. Have you ever seen Angela Anaconda?
Is that the one where they look like black and white and kind of cardboard cutouts?
Yeah, kind of cardboard cutouts. Yeah, there was an intro to this movie that had them seeing the Digimon movie, but those turned out to be in the wrong movie. It was like a 4-minute short at the start.
That's definitely the wrong movie. Yeah,
and they was in some black and white French film, and they all wanted to see the Digimon movie, but they wanted the wrong cinema. And so that's not in this version. So when we start the movie, we'll count you in so that you press play and watch along with us. We'll be like 3, 2, 1, play, and then you'll play. And hopefully that all works out. So you might want to put the movie on a lower volume so that you can hear us if you do want to go along with the commentary. And obviously silences will not be removed as they always are, because obviously if we cut out the silences, it won't match up with what we're watching. And so I'm not sure how long the YouTube version will be up, so you might want to have the DVD version. This one seems to be 1 hour 24 minutes and 17 seconds long, so just to go by that. I kind of want to try setting up a video version to go along with the sound, sort of like to play over this, but I'm not really sure about the legality of that. Also, if you hear any crashing, it's the sound of our blinds crashing against the window and some trucks going past, because it is quite hot and we have the window open, but hopefully that's not a huge issue. And I will be providing bits of trivia during the movie, but before we start, I've got some miscellaneous bits. Are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm really sweaty. It is pretty hot.
Oh, it's very hot.
Oh, it's being recorded now. Everyone knows that I'm sweaty. Oh, it's fine.
Oh no, it's in Australia.
What?
Often when we have recordings, Jay and I would just complain about the heat, because once we had to record one, it was like...
Oh, we're allowed to complain about the heat? It's really hot. I'm dying. It's fine.
Yeah, it's still summer in Australia. So Digimon the movie made some minor movie history. Did you know that?
No.
So the Screen Actors Guild had a dispute with Saban, which is the people who did it, over how much the voice actors were paid. Usually, dubbed voice actors don't get residuals, but the guild thought that with all the changes made to the film, it was more of an original work than usual in a usual dubbed movie, and this issue had never been considered before this moment. I never knew that. It's an interesting fact.
No, I knew that, though. That's...
Really?
Yeah, I knew that. Big Digimon fan.
Big Digimon fan. According to Jeff Nimoy, it was originally... Who's basically the head dubber... director dude.
Right.
Yeah, so according to Jeff Nimoy, it was originally only going to be the first two Digimon movies, and the third one would be released as a made-for-TV movie. But executives forced him to include the third part, which is called Hurricane Touchdown, despite it making little sense to the plot. They tried to blame the events in the first movie and the second movie on the character who appears in the third part, and that's how they tied him in. They would constantly make references to him,
okay,
even though he had no relevance to in the original version. So they combined the three parts. And this is made because after the first two Pokemon films, Fox wanted to replicate its success by having a theatrical feature for Digimon as well. However, Toei Animation had no feature-length films for Digimon, but instead had animation fairs every spring and summer with featurettes showcasing their current animated titles. And the only films produced for Digimon at the time were Digimon Adventure 1999, A War Game, which is the year 2000, and Digimon Hurricane Touchdown, Supreme Evolution, The Golden Digimentals in 2000. The first two were directed by Mamoru Hosoda, who also did Summer Wars and
a few other titles. I'm going to stop you there. What's a Digimental?
A Digimental is like a... Did you ever watch the second season, or don't you know?
No.
Basically, it was a different version of Evolution, which made you armor evolve, and you basically, like, strap that onto your Digimon, I guess. It's also called Digi-Egg.
Skull Greymon. I've seen it.
And the final was by Shigeyasu Yamauchi. So you'll notice there's a bit of an animation shift between the parts. As the three films were respectively 20, 40, and 60 minutes long, footage was condensed to fit 85 minutes. There was quite a bit of editing. They actually removed a part of the plot in the third movie because there was this part where some of the characters had been like basically stolen by a Digimon. Okay. They removed that. So originally Nimoy had Tai narrate the movie, but as Tai did not make an appearance in the third part, he changed it to Kari narrate the movie.
I remember Tai. He had a green shirt on? Is that the one?
Blue.
Okay, that's close.
Matt had a green shirt.
Oh, my bad.
The poster, and this is our last bit of miscellaneous trivia, and Brady keeps on hitting the table.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you're resting your leg. It's fine.
Oh, right. I can...
But I'm just explaining any noise. The poster had a few weird issues, such as missing transparency on Fox Presents, a miscolored Digimon who doesn't actually appear in the movie, and characters are shown wearing clothes they wear during the series, but not in the movie. The poster is a funny poster. All right, so we are ready to start with all that. Did you like the trivia?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I'm definitely going to retain that for future use.
Yeah.
Impress on my
It's very useful.
That.
You can tell all your coworkers about that. All right, so 3, 2, 1, play. This is called the Digi-Rap, Bray.
That's good.
It's like the original intro, but it's
I remember
rap.
This, actually. I'm having flashbacks. Oh, my God. This isn't real. Someone made this, right?
This is real.
This isn't real.
Because the Pokemon had Poker Rap.
But they're not even animated. They're just pictures moving across the screen.
He's usually a lighter yellow. They make digi puns.
Right. But why are they not animated?
Because they didn't have the budget.
I was told this is an animated movie. How long is this movie? Sorry, mate, you said before.
Like an hour and a half.
All right,
maybe an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, we're good.
That's Agumon.
I remember him.
Or it was Agumon, that's Greymon.
Yeah. He's come a long way. He was a beach ball last time I saw him.
So this part is actually from the third part that they're showing right now.
Right. Okay. Wasn't the whole idea that this was a TV show, that this wasn't real?
What do you mean?
In season one, wasn't that like a TV show?
No. It was a TV show.
Right.
Season three was the one where the Digimon's the thing and not, like, it's a franchise and not an actual thing.
Right.
But then it becomes real.
It becomes real? Okay.
In season three.
Right. It's a nice rice cooker.
Yeah. I want a rice cooker. Can we get a rice cooker?
Yeah, we can get two. Yeah.
So Bolero was playing during this time in the original. See how they're referencing Willis?
Yeah, yeah.
Constantly.
Which one's Willis again?
Willis is the one they showed at the start, who's only relevant in the third part.
Oh, right. The twins.
Yeah.
Twin Digimon.
They didn't cook it.
Shortest movie ever. The egg's real. Dinner. This is an interesting character. Communicates only by whistle.
She's like three.
Nah, my bad then.
Just like a real dog. I like how you're just nodding along.
I'm trying to follow the plot line, but it's very...
complex.
I'm very confused at the moment.
What are you confused about?
Is it... okay, they're doing a freestyle rap now. That's it's a rap battle, impromptu rap battle. Where are the bubbles coming from?
Him.
That's the walrus. It's the walrus. It's the ocean one. Right? No. It's the walrus. No. Yes.
It's the walrus.
And they're from the first show, right? Yeah, from the first season. I remember this guy.
Well, actually, this first part aired the day before the first episode of Digimon Adventure.
Right.
Which was the first season. But it never, it didn't come out in English until, like, a year later or a year or two later during the second season.
Well, I assume they had subtitles.
No, it never came out with English subtitles.
Oh, really?
Yep. I have to watch it in fan sub.
There's nothing wrong with fan sub. I've watched all the best animes in fan sub. Naruto. I've watched a lot of Naruto. Dragon Ball Z. I've watched all the best animes, really, I think.
But you can also get it on Crunchyroll and Anime Lab now.
I've seen Crunchyroll.
Also at Poops.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's fine. Animal abuse is okay if it's to feed Digimon. It's fine.
Yep, that works. This movie also has the best soundtrack known to man.
And this isn't fan-made. This is real. Somebody produced this.
This is real. It has the best soundtrack. It has the best songs. It got me into ska punk as well.
Oh, you love ska punk. Trumpets. Oh, I heard the Digi-Battles were something. This is incredible.
The Digi-Battles.
That's what they call Digi-Battles. They've got Poke-Battles, Digi-Battles.
Yeah.
Right?
Would you rather Bolero or Fatboy Slim?
Definitely Fatboy Slim.
Also, for some reason, in the dub, they like to make the mum not being able to cook at all.
Really? Is that true? She just burns the food or something?
Yeah. And she makes weird things like potato shakes.
In the dub?
Yeah.
All right. That's beautiful.
That's what true love is.
Ooh. This is the orange one, right? This is Ogamon, yeah?
That's Ogamon, yeah.
That's Ogamon, right. Is there a name for the ball that he is before the black one?
Bottomon.
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 Do these translate to anything relevant at all?
What do you mean?
Do they translate to the name?
I think Botta is onomatopoeia.
Okay.
A lot of the Digimon names are onomatopoeia.
Right.
Like there's Patamon, and patter patter is the sound of wings. So around this time in the original, I believe around this time, the dad comes home with the mum, and he's drunk.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, oh, Ty, let me give you a kiss, Ty. Right. It's cut in this version.
Oh, okay. And he's drinking because of the cooking. The cooking's bad. He has to drink. It makes sense.
Yeah. No, because
wasn't
he's
a lot smaller?
But it's a different Agumon.
Right.
Yeah.
He's huge.
Yeah, he's big. He's bigums. They add a lot of fantastic lines in this version. Like, Kari's quiet, basically, in the original.
This dialogue's adding a lot for me. I really wouldn't know what was going on without her. I think this would be better without her dialogue.
Mm. Yeah, they add a lot of dialogue, a lot of silly lines. It's my favorite line.
He's doing this. Is this one evil or something? Is he evil?
No, he's just a monster.
Alright. Hurtful, but fine.
So these are the other kids from the first season that are watching.
And they know what the Digimon are?
No.
Or is this is pre that, right? They've never been to...
Yeah, this came out before the first episode, right. So no one knows what Digimon are. And this is before they go to the digital world, by like many years.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Now, I love this Digimon that we're about to see. He's barely been in anything other than this, though, which is really strange to me. Like, his name is Paramon, and even though he's one of the first Digimon they ever animated, they barely have him in anything. He shows up twice in the first season, and
I know why. Actually, I know why. I'm not much of a Digimon fan, but I know why, because he looks ridiculous. And they didn't want to draw him. They said, I'm not drawing a giant parrot, and so they didn't. Dinosaur's fine. There's only one color. The color they didn't doesn't take any effort.
Yeah.
Parrot's lots of colors.
Also, he's more or less silent in the original version. They make him, like, talk.
Damn Westerners and their dialogue. In case you didn't know it was a phone, they put digital on it. So if you don't know what that is...
Yeah.
Oh no, my toothbrush! Like, what's... I don't know. That's beautiful.
It's very accepting.
Didn't it take like 6 years for them to digivolve in the show? Like it took four episodes.
He evolved in like the second episode to Greymon.
Hmm. Unless they use one of the stones, like in Pokemon,
like in Brock Pokemon.
Yeah, like.
I love Parrotmon.
It's pretty cool.
There's another Digimon that barely shows up, even though it's got significance, and that's Tyrannomon. Basically, imagine a red dinosaur. That's Tyrannomon.
Hmm.
And he's actually the first Digimon they ever designed and that was ever created, but he's barely in anything. Like, he makes appearances here and there, but he's not shown.
It's a shame. Much. Like, I'm kind of digging the parrot now. He's got bracelets on. He's got jewelry. Like,
he's pretty punk rock.
He's electric. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Electric type? Fire type? Is that what we're seeing here?
Yeah, you have
that. Which is better? Which is stronger?
Well, it also depends on data types. So there's data and vaccine and virus. And it's sort of like got a rock, paper, scissors sort of thing.
Right. I get it. Digital.
Yeah. Also, she says, come on, Ty, but I don't think she actually knows Ty at this point. Like, none of them know each other at this point.
Yeah, that's a weird...
Because the point is they all move to another part of Tokyo. They move to the island, the artificial island Odaiba.
Right.
And this is in Hikarigaoka, which is just translated to Height View Terrace. I wanted to go to Hikarigaoka when I was there, but there's just a poster that says this is where Digimon was, and you can see it's some apartment buildings.
It wasn't real, though.
No, it's a real place. All
but
the places.
No, but it's not. They didn't actually film on set because it's not it's animated.
Yeah, I know Digimon's not
real. Okay, all right. That's, what are they?
Dun dun dun. Her hands are weird.
They're so tiny. She's like Trump. That's a topical joke.
Topical.
It's like, let's get it. That's topical because he has small hands.
Notice how they're still talking about Willis.
For some reason.
So that was the first part, which is just one movie. This is the second movie now.
That was good. The damage to the infrastructure, though, ridiculous. Prodigious?
Prodigious.
What's that?
I'm sorry, did you miss the fact he just had a computer virus on the internet?
Oh, right. That can happen. I know a lot about computers, you know. What do you mean everyone's watching the virus? How does this work?
The internet's new and everyone's very excited by it.
What?
Saban also did Power Rangers, hence the reference to Power Rangers she just made.
Yeah. Damn product placements, advertisements. God. Did you see the new Power Rangers movie?
Oh, the new one? No, I haven't. Is it good?
I haven't seen it. They wouldn't let me in without a child. Couldn't find one.
Told you I had a good soundtrack. Yeah.
Wow. I remember these characters. I remember. This is the... He's got the Walrus.
He's got the Walrus.
Yes!
Correct.
Yes!
Also, that is a nameplate. You know they have nameplates on the door?
Why?
Just to say, this is the Tachikawa family. Don't know why they changed it to a love letter from to Mimi from Joe.
Yeah, that's weird. Oh, I think it was over the nameplate.
No, that wasn't... That is a nameplate in the original.
You sure? Oh.
In the original. Oh. It's a nameplate in the original. They changed it.
Oh.
Did you know that Ty's voice actor is now a hypnotist? He doesn't do voice acting except for the new Digimon movie that just came out.
He's a hypnotist. Really?
He's a hypnotist.
Like a proper hypnotist?
Yeah, he works in Vegas, I'm pretty sure. Really? I might be wrong about that. I'm like 80%.
His voice is that good. He just hypnotizes with the voice.
This is the best line. That was the best line ever. The egg is hatched and he looks at the egg.
So do they know about Digimon now, or do they just remember that night?
No, they know about Digimon now. They've already saved the world.
They've been to the Digiworld.
This is after the first season.
Right, so where are the Digimon now?
They're back in the Diddle World. They said goodbye at the end of the season.
Oh, that's sad.
They're referencing Willis again, by the way.
That's how I store my data. That's She made what, sorry?
Beef jerky shakes.
Beef jerky shakes?
Yep.
All right. Is that a common thing in Japan? You've been there, you're an expert?
No, she just can't cook. It's oolong tea in the original.
Beef jerky shakes.
Oolong tea.
Why do they do this?
No idea.
Willis. Oh, he's Willis. They don't know him, right?
In the original, they don't know him.
Right.
He only shows up in the third part.
That's
never
an evil
again.
Digimon. I can tell from the music and the way that he looks.
He's also a very evil Digimon, yeah.
He's what, sorry?
He's a very evil Digimon, yes. House and homepage.
You know what? I hate his voice.
Really?
Yeah, I actually hate his voice.
Gohan wants the walrus.
The one behind him. With the horn?
No, that's Gohan. Gohan doesn't have a horn.
He does have flippers, though. It doesn't really make any sense. What does that mean? I don't have words to describe this. And the year that this came out was what again, sorry?
2000.
Okay. Just for comparison, I think it was around 1993 that the internet was kind of mainstream.
Mm.
I know that Japan was a little bit slower in that aspect, so...
It's oolong tea.
She has dementia. That's what's going on in the West. In this version, they gave her the dementia. Oh, you would like a beef jerky shake and some...
Oh, this part's funny.
She's nice. Oh.
She's my favourite character. I love her so much.
The whole series, she's your favourite character? Out of all the characters, just her. Does it right. No. No one does. No one wants your dementia cooking. Why would they do that? It bothers me that they did that.
Did what?
That they made her, like, ridiculous. Yeah. They met, like, for no reason.
There's no magician.
What do you mean?
In the original, there's no reference to a magician.
Yeah, it's a bit weird that she's preemptively volunteered to be sawn in half. It's like he's phoned ahead and asked for a volunteer. It's not as exciting. I need a volunteer in 20 minutes. Right, no one can see me slapping myself in the face.
That comes up on the microphone, by the way.
Oh, I've broken it.
No, it's fine.
No, I've broken this.
The pop filter.
Uh-oh.
It's a bit initial, just leave it.
No, I think I can... No, it's okay. I got this.
It's okay, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
No, I can fix this.
The cat was on the internet. Brady, cat
was it really?
Yeah, welcome to meow.com.
Obviously, yeah. The cat has some bad feelings still because it did fight a Digicoramon, I believe.
Yeah, the cat
it
still
did
alive.
Fight a Digimon, it does remember that, so. Jeez.
This is what the internet looks like, did you know?
Is it really? He's copying it, though. He's... What was the pumpkin, did you... The evil... No, it wasn't the pumpkin.
There was a pumpkin.
There was a pumpkin? He was like a ball with wings and a black mask.
Pico Devimon or Demi Devimon?
Demi Devimon, that's it. Is he in this?
No.
Ah, oh, wow. Just turn it off. I guess this is a pretty cool place to have a fight. Like, it's a nice background. He's definitely an evil one, I can tell.
By some of the pixels.
By some of the pixels, the way he looks, the evil horn. Oh, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, I believe they can stop him with a Master Ball, which can catch any digital monster at any point.
A Digi Master Ball.
I think so. By the way, no one's ever made references to Pokemon in regards to Digimon. I'm the first
never.
Person to do that.
First person.
And to
original.
Draw parallels here and to make jokes about it, so I just want to put that out there.
They've also got Mon on the end, if you want to make that comparison.
That's true, Mon, like monsters, which Pokemon, by the way, is short for Pocket Monsters. And digital, not wait, no. Digimon, short for digital monsters. Though,
yes.
So. Oh no, how many levels are there, May? Can you tell us?
There it goes baby, rookie or child, champion or adult, perfect or ultimate, and then ultimate or mega, depending on the version.
Didn't they just say champion though?
Yeah, so champion's adult, and he skipped that. So he went from child or rookie to perfect / ultimate.
Right. Okay.
Because they have different stage names in the original.
Okay.
But yeah, it's Rookie, Champion, Ultimate, Mega.
And he's just made it. He's gone. That's it.
Yeah. He's voiced by Jeff Nimoy, Tentomon.
Jeff Nimoy?
Yeah, the guy I was talking about before.
His cousin of Leonard Nimoy, who was Spock in
actually,
Star
yes.
Trek.
Oh, actual cousins. I think they might be second cousins or something. Wow. They are related.
I'm really good at this.
This is just some kid from Australia, but it's actually, they photoshopped it to be Willis.
Okay, I understand. I know what's happening now. Can I ruin the movie for everyone?
Okay, yeah.
The twins, one of them was evil, right? That's it? He had twin Digimon, one of them's good, one of them's evil?
So Willis is blamed for the virus here. He said that it was because of him that the virus is attacking.
Yep.
It has no relation to him.
God damn it. Should I fix this? I'm just going to... No. I need to fix this.
Brady's a perfectionist and his microphone is crooked.
No, it's...
But because I can't edit, I have to leave it in.
It's not going to... People like it. It adds a little something. Adds a little touch of realness to the... I broke it. Oh, my God.
It's worse now.
So much worse.
I think they're about to play a good song for memory.
Okay, I'll stop touching things. Don't eat that cake.
Never.
Whatever she made.
Cold-blooded.
Why do they make her so mean and bad at cooking? He's the one that I remember. He had a green shirt on normally. He's like a pretty boy. Looks like a terrifying Ferris wheel in the background there.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fast.
It's an Odaiba.
Sorry, what?
It's Odaiba is the artificial island where this is set.
Oh.
Oh,
that's nice.
It's Odaiba's real. I've been there.
Oh, there's the nameplate too.
Yeah, it doesn't say to Thai love to Joe. Thai. She just has it in her pocket.
Which is a real place also, I might add, and is not a synthetic island. Just to add my own trivia in there. And she has a cactus Digimon.
Yes, she does. Yes. On the glass that I have.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, it's over there. Oh, there it is, right there. She's right there, in a different dress, though. It's red.
Yeah, that's her season one outfit.
Oh, right, okay. Like Carmen San Diego. And you can pick those up at Kmart, which is a retail shop here in Australia. So you can just get those.
Yeah, and it's just Kmart.
I mean, how many countries do people listen to this from different countries?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of, like, not Australia? Like,
yeah, we have lots of listeners from around the world.
Give me an example.
Well, we have America, obviously, Europe. Mm. We have someone from Israel.
Israel, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Why is it TK's responsibility to make the Digivices?
If I remember correctly.
Yes.
And I have no idea. The little one, TK, he took Digimon way more seriously, didn't he?
Yeah, right? He's 8. Yeah.
What do you mean because he's 8? What are you trying to say?
I took Digimon seriously when I was 8.
Yeah, but it wasn't real.
Yeah.
Is it?
I wish it was real.
Oh, okay. Is it? It's not real though, right?
No, it's not
okay,
real.
Just checking. I'm going to try and pull eggs out of my screen later on.
So this is cutting out a bunch of clips as they go around that town, finding people with a car, but they don't want people to hitchhike. Also, here's some ska punk.
Yeah, the soundtrack is really... It's interesting. It's like a happy, upbeat soundtrack while the world's being taken over by this thing.
I'm pretty sure America's not even referenced in the original. It's just because of Willis.
Localization. Stop saying Willis, please. Who is this Willis? I can't wait to meet him. I'm really...
right now.
I'm excited. Beef jerky. Was it beef jerky smoothie?
Yeah. Oh, they also go around town finding someone with internet and they end up going to like a barber shop. But right. That's also cut out because also that's strange. It's like a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old looking for a place to find internet.
This reminds me of the earlier movie. Have you seen The Hackers?
Yes.
Hack the Planet?
Yes.
So it just reminds me a lot of that. Don't drink that. No. Nope. The inverse rule of anime, the smallest Digimon turns into the coolest one.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns into a giant angel.
Yes.
Angemon.
Yes.
Mm.
You're an expert.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk, by the way, in the original.
But don't all Digimon talk?
Not the monstrous ones in the original.
Hmm. It's a bit dehumanizing, you know. It's a bit...
Yeah, makes them scarier.
Yeah. Is this the armor thing you're talking about? Is
no,
this the special? No,
no,
okay.
Armor's in the second season.
I have not learned.
In the third
I
part.
I'm sorry to everyone who loves Digimon.
This
I'm
is
crushing
Warp Digivolve.
This is what?
Warp Digivolve.
What does that mean?
It means they're going from child all the way to mega, like they're fully evolved form.
I thought you said perfect was this is above ultimate then?
This is in the dub. Yes, this is above ultimate.
How is it not about, is it in the other
In the original, they actually have this level that's called as ultimate, but it is still the highest form.
Right. So they've just gone straight to all out now. They've just gone, okay.
He's about to do something that no one else has done, interrupted a digivolution. No one ever will ever do that again.
Oh my god, he kicked the football. Are we going to find out some backstory on this virus, Digimon?
Well, he's just sort of there in the original, but in the dub it's because of Willis's virus.
Right. Okay. Is this version better? Have you seen this before?
Yeah, I've seen this before.
Right. Is it better than the...
This part is actually my favourite Digimon movie.
Okay.
He just has to wee in the original because it's just he's been having like lots of oolong tea.
Right, I can see that. Yeah. B side, the blue screen of death. What have you done? Call tech support. Have you even? He's not even turning it on off again. He doesn't know anything.
He's frozen. Just push his friend.
When he hacked the planet, hold on, what did he just... Oh, there he did. He's turning it on and off again. He knows.
Yeah, he's the computer kid.
He knows what to do. Oh. He's... Wow, that's sad. I'm sad for something I don't even know about now. this kid paying the other one out, he doesn't even know what happened. He wasn't even there. We heard about it on Facebook. I too remember getting beaten up for reading in high school. Those were the days. Oh no, he's multiplying.
There's a movie called Summer Wars, which is done by the same director, which is more or less the same plot, but without Digimon.
Okay. There's a movie called Summer Storm, which is about a guy finding out that he's gay.
So. Willis.
Oh, there he is. Izzy. Oh, wait, no, it's...
So, in this version, there are two missiles, one at Colorado, one at Odaiba. In the original, there's just one.
What's his name?
What?
Diabloramon. Okay.
Yeah, but meant to be Diablomon.
That's meant to be. Yeah. What? Oh, is it because they're Japanese?
Yeah.
Right.
I think he's a pretty cool looking Digimon.
Yeah. What? Where did he get that idea from, though? It's not like the head vampire. If I kill this one, all of them, doesn't make any sense. Getting my movie ticket money back.
Oh yeah, that's right. My best friend's dead.
That's right. I briefly forgot. I was thinking about the hair clip again. See the emails, God. Ah, my avocado skin buttered biscuits. I don't know where I'm going with this, but...
Okay, see that girl with the purple hair?
I do.
She becomes a main character in the second season. She's actually in the third part as well.
Really?
Yeah. And that character there... He's a character in the third season who's basically a planeswalker. He goes between universes. He was the main character in the Wonder Swan series of games.
Right. Well, you've ruined the whole series for me. Now I can't watch it. And you've spoiled the movie, so what's the point of me even continuing on?
But yeah, so there's cute little Easter eggs what there.
Are they, so is this browsing Facebook, are they?
No, they're trying to send all the emails away because the emails are slowing them down.
Right, okay, yep. This is why they should be using a POP3 protocol.
I'm not sure how they found their email, though.
They have a satellite with a military uplink.
You just want to email the military.
Can they have you go to the website? They've got an email address.
Dear Bowman, spoopy.
Yeah, that's actually pretty scary.
I really like his design because it's very evil.
Sound effects provided by every blaster from 1970 onwards.
Just checking the battery.
All right, no. Didn't realise it was battery powered.
Yeah. Usually I have it plugged in, but I'm using the battery for the first time ever.
Hmm.
And I'm nervous because it's on one bar. It should be fine.
You think?
Should be. If it's not, we'll work. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
One bar, the movie's not even half done, is it?
Yeah, it's more than half done, right. I think.
No, that's not right either. It's not correct. Was there a better explanation for that in the other one?
No,
that's it. All right.
There was no narrator either in the original.
Yeah. Like, I'm not demanding answers for everything. Just a little bit of, a little bit. Because he's actually dead. it's a throwback.
Throwback to the first
one. Yeah, they got it. We're about to see some Goku spirit bomb stuff, but the people sending the emails are actually sending their energy. He's getting bigger! He's getting bigger! He's doing it! He's gone. I'm not sure where he went just then. Where did he go? Where are they going? They're going to their heads. He went into his own head. Oh my god, it is a spirit bomb. Spirit bomb! It's just like Goku. It's a fusion, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They didn't even need to do the fusion dance. That's amazing.
Omegamon in the original.
What are they calling it? Omnimon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's the Gunpla that I'm building.
Oh, Gunpla's cool. I guess. Wow. And we never see this one again in the show? This doesn't ever happen again?
Omegamon? We do see again in another movie.
Is he the only fusion?
No. In the second season it happens.
Huh.
But not with Omegamon. They reference this movie, but not Omegamon.
So they were like, if we kill the original, we'll get rid of the other copies.
They just
and
killed
so they
the,
kill
yes.
all the copies first. Makes sense.
To be fair,
force.
They just sweep them out. Willis. It's like the Digimon the movie drinking game, take a shot every time Willis is mentioned.
They like him a lot. How do you know his email address, mate?
Because he's been emailing them the whole movie.
What?
He's been emailing them the whole movie.
That makes sense, actually. Yeah. He got me there. Oops.
I know how everyone knows his email address.
No, spam.
I like how Yuli was shown again.
Nice finisher.
you notice what he just said?
No, what did he say?
He just said Willis.
Really? I actually thought he said ass. I thought he was swearing.
No, like, he was saying Willis.
Ass. Damn. He said love.
Yeah, it was an autocorrect.
He's wow.
See, this what we're seeing now is weirdly placed because this part actually happened before the series because, you know, they age him up in the next part and this was meant to happen just before that.
Right.
But the actual time between here and then is a year. But
why,
this is like several
he's
years.
Got a lovely voice too.
Yeah.
And why does he get two Digimon?
Because it's in the script.
It's not really fair. Well, thanks for that non-magical answer. You could have said something like he believed in the heart of the Digimon or something, or he was a really good kid, but...
The girl with the purple hair was...
Is that a Digimon?
Yeah, it's a Digimon. You
can't do that.
Yeah. But yeah, so the girl with the purple hair was one of the ones emailing.
Right. So wait, are they in the digital world now? Or
no,
these...
they're in the real world.
Then they take them back.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, what a...
Okay, see how the computer's hanging?
Mm-hmm.
Like, randomly?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mimi's standing there and is sending the email, but she disappears.
Why?
Because she's being taken away by the Digimon.
Why didn't they show that?
Because they had to cut it to fit it into the film.
But that's a major point, I feel.
Yes, they cut it down from 60 minutes to about 20.
Your friend just vanished.
What? That's why she looks so concerned. And the intro scene where we just saw all what the other kids are doing, they're all disappearing. Oh, that's Willis, by the way.
That's Willis. He's been aged up.
Yes.
And he's got two big... I was about to say Pokemon. That's a whoopsie. Oh my god, he's evil, I can tell. He's evil. Look at him. He's...
Yeah. He's also got the same voice as Dio Boromon.
No, he's a cousin. I feel like I've seen this one somewhere, this little white one.
Fun fact, you'd think that he's a rabbit, but his name is Terriamon, because he's meant to be like a Jack Russell Terrier. Even though they give him a tackle bunny blast.
Yeah, I was thinking that. They gave him the bunny blast.
Yeah. But he's Terriamon because he's named after a terrier.
Hmm.
Like my Langley.
No, yeah, Langley, yeah. Sewer rat.
There's a... No, he's not a sewer rat.
Oh, okay, I'm pretty sure he is.
There's a pink and brown version called Lopmon, which is what evolves into this big scary Digimon, which is called Wendigomon, by the way.
Well, the Wendigo is a mythological
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he's based
it?
Off it. I'm pretty sure they called him just Endigomon in the dub because they didn't want a scary reference.
Yeah, I think Wendigos are not supposed to be talked about, something like that. I could be wrong. Oh, is he the other one? Is he the other Digimon?
Yeah, the twin.
So the twin is evil?
Yes.
I was right. Yes. I'm a genius. Yes. Kids' movies got nothing on me.
So what's meant to happen is basically the virus from the second part is meant to have been, like, has now contaminated him.
Oh, so he's not really evil. He's only evil from the virus.
But the weird thing is, when we saw that part where he's a little kid, that's meant to be a year ago, even though that was meant to be like several years ago.
This is worse than Inception. I mean, this is a very complicated movie. Yeah.
Bah. In the original, he speaks English on the phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's American.
I really like... Oh, like he doesn't... Does he have a Japanese accent, though?
I believe the voice actress is actually fluent in English.
Okay. Same. It's not that hard, really. Can't he digivolve into, like, a something?
Yeah, he digivolves.
And then they can walk? Like, sorry, they can ride him?
Not him.
Hmm.
So you know how I mentioned how all the other kids have disappeared?
Right.
The back of the original VHS for this said, while the other original Digidestined have been, like, taken away by the evil Digimon, despite that not actually being a plot line in the dub. That was interesting.
Oh my god, they're digivolving. She's digivolving! This is it. I told you about this. The train, I see. I told you. You see, remember the trains that were Digimon? They got faces on the front of them?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Trailmon.
Trainmon?
Trailmon.
Trailmon.
Or Lockamon. Same.
Hmm.
Same.
Well, Japan, please stop.
Thanks, Sherlock. Don't know what we'll do without you.
Something's going on here. You almost died. What are you talking about?
They've just hitchhiked. That's not a taxi, by the way. What he's saying in the original is, Main Japan is really great!
Wow.
They're hitchhiking all this, by the
way. They're safer in the digital world than they are in the real world, these kids. Are you telling me that...
That's meant to be a relative... In the dub, that's a relative, but it's just a hitchhiker.
And it's just a random person. Yeah. Now they're with random people. They're riding trains.
Yep, planes.
What fresh hell is this? They're just getting into this. They didn't even talk to the driver. They're just getting in.
Mm.
This is promoting a bad message for children who keep small digital animals as pets.
The Digimon or what?
Yeah, see what I said earlier about these kids? I mean...
No, Davis isn't bright.
Whoa. That's a little harsh.
Also, he's saying how he had a girlfriend who's... In the original, he's saying how he had a girlfriend who's Japanese, and that's why he speaks Japanese.
Okay. She must have been nice to teach him that language.
Yeah.
Wow.
Davis has a crush on Kari. He's actually insulting Willis's mum, I think.
Nice.
Says Willis's mum's like this.
Really?
In the original, yeah.
Jeez. That's actually pretty smart. Mm. Like, do you think if you were, like, out... Say you were drunk and you walk around, you're at a pizza shop, you order a pizza from there to your house...
Yeah.
...and catch a ride early. Is that possible?
Yeah, no, I think I might have sent it to you about the guy who went to a kebab shop and they do deliveries and said, hey, can I order a kebab to my address? And he went home with him.
Well, Uber do delivery on scooters. Mm. And I mean, they probably don't want you to jump in the back of the scooters. But...
Or Deliveroo.
Deliveroo?
Also, notice how they just left Davis behind because no one likes him.
That's a shame. I'm thinking about kebabs now, so...
Same.
Yeah.
We should get kebabs with Ben.
Yeah, we can, yeah, it's fine. So this, oh no.
So this?
That's not good. What's he, oh no.
Demon.
That's not gonna, mate. You can see that that's not going to do it. What are you doing? He needs... What is this? I've seen this move in wrestling. Look at him go. He needs to digivolve higher, right? He needs to go to champion.
Yes.
Wow. That was a blood splatter.
This is the Digimentals and the Arm Revolution.
This is the Digimental.
Yeah.
This is the special one.
Yeah.
And they can only do this once a year or they die.
Jeez. Did you notice how, like, the animation has changed from the other movies?
It seems a little less smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like with that face?
Yeah.
I do love Flamedramon, though. Weird stripper gimmick.
Apply that to higher levels? Can he do that? That's the one form of it?
Yeah. Well, in the manga, there's a crossover one where Davis shows up and he actually is able to shoot off the armor and use it as an attack.
Like Iron Man, I've seen that.
Yeah.
The walrus. Nope, he's got a belt. What?
It's my favorite line.
Does that mean he was naked the whole time?
Yes.
Oh no. Oh.
I like Gargamel's dead little eyes. Like, Jesus. They show no emotion.
They really don't. Look at him.
I love Gargamel.
Wow. Yeah, the animation's not really that smooth now, is it?
No, but the last parts were pretty good with animation, I think. Wow, Terrymon's face just then.
Look at his eyes. This thing is cold-blooded. He would kill your family for a corn chip.
He's sassy.
What is this now? What was that? That wasn't a Digivice.
No, that's a D-turn. Well, they store the Digi-eggs. They're like PDAs.
Mate, speak English, because I don't know what you're saying.
See how he changed to a different one now?
What? This was my suggestion earlier, that they could ride him.
He has a point.
Yeah.
That's what I love about sometimes in the dub, they'll make references to, things that they should have done before.
Yeah, cool. So these kids know Digimon are real then?
I guess they do now.
They seem really cool with it,
Everyone always handles the existence of Digimon pretty well.
True. Following this scene, those kids spent the next 12 years in psychiatric care raving about monsters on the countryside. Terrible.
It's like me on rollerblades. Why isn't her face match?
Look at his eyes. Look at the...
Davis is terrible.
I like him. He's funny. Yeah. Didn't we establish that? It's a giant Digimon trying to kill people. Did we not literally just establish that a couple of minutes?
Not actually what happened.
He's telling the story, mate. Who says you get to decide what happens?
Because they have to tie in this one to the other ones.
Right.
Which I think they do a pretty alright job.
That makes sense to me that he's a master computer hacker.
Yeah. That's why they also make him a genius in this version.
Sorry, I missed that. Why is his one evil now?
It's infected by Diaboromon. The Digimon from the second one.
But nothing, no other Digimon got infected by Diaboromon in there.
Yeah, but this one, when he died, his virus went in there.
So when Diaboromon died, it went into...
Yes.
Cocoa Pops.
But in the original, he was just... Yes, Cocoa Pops.
Right.
Also, the goggles that Davis is wearing are actually Tai Chi's. Tai gave it to him.
Okay. Jeez. Well...
That's how to solve depression, by the way.
That is how to solve depression. And he did just say, everyone who helps me disappears. Oh, we're going to help you. All right. Thank God. I have a way to get rid of him. He's going to disappear. Maybe you lads can kiss her together. I don't know. Yoda? I don't like. Look at his eyes. I can't get over it now you mention it. And look at him. I'm your friend. I'm all you need. Forever and ever.
With my dead little eyes. He's kind of cute, though.
It's a lot like looking at your dog.
Because he's a sewer rat.
Yeah, and he's got those same eyes.
Also, the music in the original was just like this really weird jazz music, and it was like a fever dream.
Okay. Oh, you're turning violet, Violet.
Same.
Not me, I'm pretty well adjusted, so.
I'm glad this person who previously had never known about Digivolving before knows about Digivolving.
Serial killer eyes.
Speaking of dead little eyes.
Mm.
Like Iori, Cody, I guess is his dub name. Yeah. Like he does no facial expressions in this whole movie.
No.
She's a computer programmer. I love her.
Why do they not just go all the way and go to the champion
this mode? This is actually the highest they can go at the moment.
Why?
Because this was like set in the middle of the season.
Right. The wings of love?
Yes.
I'm going to hurt you with love, with razor love wings. Did I just see the heart thing that's your tattoo that I see?
Part of it. This is a combination part of, it, of yeah. that heart and the Crest of Sincerity, which she also has. Yeah. So she has both the Crest of Love and Sincerity.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's the combination between both of them.
That's cool. And for those who don't know, I have Skull Greymon across my chest. Full chest piece.
With the rollerblades on fire.
With the rollerblade on fire.
Gods of Speed. We should get those tattoos.
Yeah, we can get them anytime. I want the walrus too.
The walrus, yeah. And the dead little eyes of Teriamon.
I actually want that one. Can I get? Will it be funny if I do it as a joke?
Digimon tattoo
your,
as a joke.
Your Digimon fans enjoy that if I get a dead little probably. Monster just on my face, whatever. Really?
So could you, Cody.
This, he got the wrong Digimon. He should have got the dead puppy dog eyes one. You know, yeah. Like
this guy's name is Cherubimon.
Trugi?
Cherubimon, like a cherub.
Cherubi?
Cherubi.
Trilby? Trilbymon. Trilbymon.
Well, actually, it's Kirpymon. Same. He's a giant angry bunny.
Hmm. And I'm just reading some trivia here. This form, this level, is equivalent to Super Saiyan 4. on Vegeta, not Goku. That's obviously a different power level, but there you go. This is funny.
The animation's amazing.
I'm getting a really good view of his feet. The feet are really well animated. I'm not much of a Digimon foot guy, though, so. This is, I don't know if you've seen the Transformers movie. This is the same problem that I had with that.
Oh.
You never got the full thing on the screen. Agree, yeah. You only got, like, the bottom half or the top half.
It's showing how big he is.
Yeah, but. Oh. He sounds like Zazu from The Lion King.
Yeah, he does a bit. Yeah.
Well.
In the Digimon game called Digimon Rumble Arena, which is like a Smash Brothers clone, you can actually beat any bad guy using V Headbutt because it's got like basically no cooldown, so you can just keep on hitting it, and the get-up animation takes longer. Okay. So you can just sort of spam it and not actually, and kind of cheese it out.
Right. Well, that makes sense. That's how I win fights in real life.
Yeah, just by headbutting them.
Headbutting constantly. There's little to no cooldown on my headbutt as well. I did it! Agumon! But that's... And then that's new. There's an Angel Woman as well?
Yeah, Angel, that's Angel Woman.
Why is there any other gendered Digimon?
Lady Devimon.
This offends me. I'll be writing him a strongly worded letter. It's a mouthful. Let's call them Angie people, mate. Did they make any art reductions in this westernized version?
Not with Angelmon, but with other Digimon, they have debusted them.
Debusted, is that the term?
Some characters, like some human characters too.
Actually, that's the term they use, debusted?
Yep. No, that's how I use.
Wow. Busted exists? They've busted them in the... Wow.
So this like weird sort of like dark rainbowy realm that they're in is actually where the original Chosen are shown to be. And they're being slowly reverted back to babies.
Okay. Little did they know they had accidentally discovered eternal youth.
This is pulled out of nowhere, by the way.
The golden digi eggs? Yeah. Is that... That's not...
Also, this is this evolution's never shown ever again.
Wow.
Yes, that human did just become a dragon.
Oh, okay. As long as we're...
She goes, dog, cat, angel... Dog dragon.
This is like Never Ending Story.
Yes, it does look like the dragon Never Ending Story.
This is the kid who rides him. Yeah. Oops. No. Nope. That didn't make any sense.
He's really cute.
Jedi little monster. It's the cactus, right? That's the cactus one?
That's the cat who becomes the angel.
Yeah, cactus.
Oh.
That'll do it, yeah.
That's not actually a plan, by the way. They just kind of get eaten.
No, really? It didn't look like it was intentional, that's for sure.
Come on, let's go!
Yeah. Yeah, the changes they've made are pretty interesting. Mm. I mean, I haven't seen... I'm just relying on your lies, so we don't know.
Well, that's why the podcast is we compare the English versions to the original. Because quite a lot of it.
Oh, when are you doing the original?
We always do the originals.
We've done the original of this. Yeah. This is not new.
Yeah.
All right.
No, we're just covering it with the live commentary the first time. But no,
the microphones. Ah, it makes sense now.
The microphones are recording us, Brady. But our usual show is we go through Digimon and we watch in Japanese and English and we compare them. We talk about what the differences are.
Gonna pull his own head off. No, he's happy now.
He's now dead.
Is he really? No, he didn't die. I've become emotionally invested in this. He's not really dead, though, is he? So where did the other one go?
He died.
He didn't, though. He always comes back. It's a cartoon. He'll come back.
Tell that to Leomon.
Who's Leomon?
A Digimon that dies in every season.
No. What? He comes back every season, then. So the other one's going to come back, right?
Kind of. Maybe.
That's been his lifelong companion, and he's just over it. What? Wow.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, lads. And your best friend died. I don't know if you've... You little sociopath. What's wrong with these people? You broke my heart a little bit. I knew he was coming back. I knew it. I'm crying a little bit, but it's fine. Wow.
Now this part is edited in, by the way. This is just a clip from before. This is a clip from earlier in the movie, but they edit this in.
Why is he evil again? Because he should be gold.
Yes, you're right. They just wanted to do this with All Star. This is a real movie. I think I would like to tell you that again.
This isn't a real movie. He should be gold. It was very
They
clean.
Edited it. They edited this in from previous in the movie.
They should have changed his colours, at least. Well, that didn't make any sense because he was just in the egg just then.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. That's the end of the movie.
Kids of America's playing there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did this for this. Oh, hey, the voice of Mimi was also TK's grandma.
What an experience.
You like that?
Yeah, it was, I don't know, more enjoyable than I thought.
So what were your favourite parts? The music? My favourite parts of the music.
Well,
the kids of America.
This is my favorite part now, actually. I think that, like, from a completely impartial point of view, the battle scene with Diablomon or whatever his name was,
Diaboromon,
was pretty fun.
Though that is
that
my
was nicely
part.
Animated for what it is, which I can assume was a direct to Betamax movie.
They had direct to VHS.
That was a cool part.
Well, that's my favourite part of the movie. The second movie, is my favourite.
Okay.
You know, you get to see all the beautiful songs that are in this.
Oh, and the incompetent cook that they've done for no reason.
Oh, the mum, yeah.
Here, children, have some carpet-infused banana bread. I don't know, like, what...
Yeah, they have some original songs in this, obviously, the Digimon-related songs.
Hey, Digimon.
Yeah. But, you know, they also have All Star and Kids in America and...
I was Less Than Jake,
the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
On soundtrack album available on Maverick Records. You can buy a vinyl of this. Is that right?
I didn't realize there was a vinyl of this. I should own that.
Well, maybe that's just the company name, but maybe we can.
No, well, I know that I bought the CD of it.
Buy a vinyl.
I own the CD of it. Who was your favourite character?
I think Willis. He represents me as a character. Person. He was a genius and, I mean, he kissed two girls.
Yeah.
And he had two Digimon. His life goes in twos.
Yeah, he upset Davis.
His best friend died, one of his Digimon.
He handled it really well.
He handled it really well. He forgot about it.
By the way, that is detected when you touch the table.
Oh, right. Is it? What happens there?
I can hear that the tinging, because it's on the shock mounts aren't as good as they could be.
Oh, okay. So if I poke it like this, does that make it...
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes, sorry, continue.
I'm new to this whole concept. What about that?
Yes.
Does that make some noise?
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome to the Brady taps on things to see if they make a noise.
I can't hear it, sorry. That must be a bad noise. That's a
guitar strumming.
Ah.
You can play guitar on that. Impressive.
We're the kids of America. No.
We always fight to win. And this song is shown. This is like the second time the song ever shows up.
That's nice.
In the victory. But yeah, so what about Digimon? Which Digimon did you like?
I didn't get to see the Walrus. I'm really disappointed with that.
Yeah, the Walrus is not in this.
I hope in the sequel that they make that the Walrus will be there.
Yeah.
Which Digimon? I really liked the gold one, Cocobon, when he was in his gold version.
Oh, Trubimon.
That was cool.
Yeah.
But
that's pretty cool.
I think the flame one looks terrible.
Flame Jamon?
Yeah, the golden armor looks terrible. Came out of nowhere, by the way.
Yes.
We need to use the golden digi eggs. The what? The golden digi eggs. That's some, look in your plot device bag. Oh, there it is. Like,
oh, look, it's the next one it's telling you to watch is Digimon X Evolution, which is arguably the worst Digimon film. It's CGI. I made Mitch watch it, and we covered it, Jay, Mitch, and myself.
No, I don't like CGI. I know they made Berserk, the new Berserk, redone in a lot of CGI. Yeah. Lots of people were unhappy about that. Not that I watch cartoons.
No, you're too cool for cartoons.
I'm too
definitely.
Cool for that sort of thing. So,
you don't have that, what, Black Butler pop vinyl?
Black Butler? What? Black Butler, what is that?
No, you're very cool. You would never dabble in the anime.
Dabble in the anime.
Japanimation, I've heard it's called.
Japanimation.
So yeah, that's it?
That's it. You yeah, managed. That's it. Yeah, I did it.
Any other thoughts about the movie?
No, I've got no other thoughts. I've got nothing.
Well, what would you rate it out of like 10?
I do a 5-star system.
Are you a 5-star? What would you give it?
I do a 5-star system. What am I comparing it to? What's my baseline? All other anime movies? Because in the Naruto movie, he does a rainbow Rasengan. I don't know if you've seen that. That's just special. Anyone not familiar with Naruto, go watch all 220 episodes right now. Masterpiece, am I right? But he
and
does it.
It's Boruto's dad, you mean?
Boruto's dad. That's the anime. He does a rainbow Rasengan, which is pretty cool. Great movie. One of the 20 movies they've made about that series.
Mm.
But oh, right, rating, right. I'd probably give it maybe 2 stars out of 5 because it was just not coherent.
I gave it a 3.
Timeline wise, like nothing. I had no idea what was going on, how they knew Willis or.
Yeah, but the second part is the best digital movie.
The second part.
The second
best.
Part. If it's when it's its own movie, it's the best digital movie.
Right. Okay.
And it has a sequel to that one where it's called Revenge of Diaboromon.
He comes back.
Yeah.
Man, how exciting!
And it's the second best when he comes back.
That's the second. That was the best. I'm not impressed if that's what they have to offer in terms of
yeah,
movies.
The Digimon movies, until like they are currently airing one called Digimon Adventure Tri, where right. they're all like 17-year-olds, so Tai is now 17, and they're all like
and it's
older
still
teenagers.
Shonen, right? Or is this
yeah,
less
it's
than...
still shonen, but they do more sort of like real-life stuff because they're a bit older, and it's a movie series, so the 6th one is coming out in a couple of months.
Right, okay.
And I'm not including them because I guess they're kind of like a movie series rather than individual movies, and some of them are better than others. The okay. last one I did not like that much.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so that was the Digimon the movie.
That was Digimon. I can see that it's suggested there. It looks like a Yu-Gi-Oh movie.
Yes, it's suggesting us lots of...
And Karibo looks really upset.
They're suggesting so. Lots of there's also Digimon Rap.
The Digimon Rap.
And look, Digimon Adventure Tri. See, look, he's old in that picture.
Oh, that's
yeah,
Davis.
That's Tai. No, that's Tai.
No, I believe it's Davis. I think I know a little bit more about Digimon than you.
Yeah, so
that one there, if you get that's Angemon.
No, that's
with
Piedmon.
That's Angemon with different makeup.
That's Piedmon.
Charizard versus Greymon. Well, we know who wins there.
Yeah, it's Greymon.
It's Greymon.
Yeah. Did you watch that?
No, I haven't seen it, but we know who wins.
Yeah.
Like,
because Greymon can evolve. But yeah, so that was it. Thank you for doing that with me.
No, that's good. No, it was a good experience.
I needed to do a podcast, and I was like, hey.
It was good. Now I finally understand Digimon, and I'm gonna go get that tattoo of...
Ikakumon?
Ikakumon and...
Or Terrymon or Gargumon, the one with the guns.
Can we do a voting poll? Which part of my body gets that? Please, that can be an option, I suppose, but please no.
So, anything else to say?
No,
more
I'm done.
More Digimon tattoos, I guess?
I'm done here.
All right.
Do the poll, get the tattoo.
So, thanks for listening. I'm just doing the outro now. Brady is escaping because it's very hot. He probably wants to turn on the fan or find something to eat. So, thanks for listening to that. We hope that was... okay, because we've never done a commentary before. And last time, I think I stuffed up on the birthday shout out. I think I said that Ellie Borg's birthday was on the 2nd because I made a typo. She's actually on the 6th, so she gets an additional happy bird bath. So I want to release this episode on the 6th, maybe. So I guess Ellie Borg will get an apology for the wrong birthday mention and also this episode. Yay! The link dump's linked in the description. And our Redbubble is also linked in our description, and you can get more than just shirts there too. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a Scrum thread on With the Will and a Red thread in the Digimon subreddit. And we would really appreciate if you would review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcast listening app that you use, because ratings really do assist people finding about the podcast, and we'll always say yes to more listeners. We also have a website. You can vote in polls, check out our release schedule, which I updated for until the end of June today, and you can check out our blog post there too. You can also donate to our Patreon with link description from as little as $1 a month, and that gets you access to a list of Slack chat group, but there are higher levels of more rewards such as notes, early episodes, and more. And thank you to our existing Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast with Stevie called The Moncast. Stevie is also Stevie Padam on Tumblr and takes commissions. Wu Qinglong, who is at twitch.tv/WuQinglong. Metal Army Mon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki Won on YouTube. Chuck Mon, Hirolado, who is Hirolado on Twitter. Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Moragic on Archive of Our Own, and inkit.com/RydenAllen. Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWick64 on Twitter. Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr. Kyle, DeLady Bugman, who you can read their anime blog on bugubarugu.wordpress.com. Glitchgoat, Azrael McCool, Gene Hackmon, who hosts New World Sonata, a sci-fi fantasy audio drama podcast. Matthew Anthony, who is at AntoClassic on Twitter. Lizmet, who is Elecmon on Tumblr. Sithobi, Ellivorg, who is Ellivorg on Tumblr. Happy birthday for the 6th, now that I've got that correct. Sporky McForkinspoon, who hosts a Digimon podcast called Going Digital. Megan, Kaliak, Neobu, I can't talk because it's very hot and it's late. The Time Optimist, Silverhair Freak 25, who is at SHF25Tweets on Twitter. Harvey, Alex, Nicholas, Thunder, and Anthony. You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which we found in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon. Make sure to listen to the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye!